The lords and knights stared silently at this spectacle. They glanced over at Arthur, and then back at the sword. It seemed unthinkable that this unknown 10-year-old could be king. At last, Sir Kay stepped forward. "At the tournament, Arthur handed me the sword," he pointed out. "So perhaps I am intended to be king." That said, Sir Kay grabbed the sword and pulled. But he couldn't budge it.
"Let me try," a baron shouted, and wrenched mightily at the hilt until his face turned purple. Then others hurried forward and tried to move the sword, but the sword could not be moved. By now, a crowd of commoners had gathered in the churchyard. They had watched the knight struggle with the sword. "Arthur is the rightful king," they murmured, but the lords and knights would not listen. Chapter 5. The Rightful King is Crowned. Arthur heard the commoners, though, and their words encouraged him. No longer afraid, he walked up to the sword. Loudly he read the words on the stone. "He who shall pull this sword out of this stone is the rightful king of England." Then he placed both hands on the sword and pulled. The sword slid gently from the anvil, and Arthur raised it high above his head. When the common people saw this, they fell to their knees and exclaimed, "Arthur is the rightful king!"